USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it's going to take a long time to clean up and rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The federal government's help is only the tip of the iceberg.
What I can tell you is this $60 million is helpful, but it's really a down payment.
Crews are working to clear the steel frame from the 984-foot cargo ship. The largest crane in the eastern seaboard was expected to arrive last night, though as of this morning, it had not yet arrived. President Joe Biden holding a fundraiser in New York City, along with his pals, former President Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. All three presidents issuing warnings about the threat former President Donald Trump would pose if reelected, with Biden saying, "I think democracy is literally at stake." The event raised more than $25 million, making it the most successful single political fundraiser ever in terms of dollars raised. A bus carrying worshipers on a long-distance trip from Botswana to an Easter weekend church gathering in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames as it hit the rocky ground below, killing at least 45 people. The only survivor, an 8-year-old child who was receiving medical attention for serious injuries. Chicago plans to close 5 shelters for migrants in the coming weeks and move nearly 800 people, including families, in order to reopen Park District buildings that host popular summer camps and other popular community events in time for summer. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jimmy Carter, an amazing man of many milestones, and that list just keeps growing. The former president and Nobel Peace Prize winning humanitarian marked another year as the longest lived ex-commander in chief, a record he has held since March of 2019. He also celebrated his 99th birthday in October. He's been in hospice for a year. Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman, has died. He was 87. No cause of death was revealed. The rates of students skipping school remains high following a trend that surged upwards during the COVID pandemic. Nationally, an estimated 26% of public school students were considered chronically absent last school year, up from 15% before the pandemic. A book has been removed from the Harvard Library. Arsène Houssaye's Destinies de l'Homme was published in 1879. However, that volume in question was bound in human skin by French physician Dr. Ludwig Bouland and has been in the university's collection since 1934. The book's premise, a reflection on the soul and life after death. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.